New music podcast from Herd, the music and craft drinks discovery club.
Hello, hello, hello. So we meet again. You've stuck with it. Three episodes in a row and you're still here. You're still listening to it. Welcome to Be Herd. This is the podcast from We Are Herd. We're a new music website. Check it out. Weareherd.co.uk. You can also find about all the tracks that we play in this podcast. But this show, it's really simple. It's about me sharing really great music with you. It's all it's going to be. So let's kick things off with this from Wild Front. It's called Physics.
Tell me where my judgment's gonna come. have come. Always wishing something missing.
What an incredible record this is. There's just so much to it. And he's got the most incredible voice as well, which comes in this huge dramatic build. You kind of feel like you're constantly on the edge of a dramatic moment about to kick off. It's by a chap called Josh Barry. The song's called When I'm Grown. He's a London-based artist, played at Glastonbury a few weekends ago. And he's one of those artists that's like so many, but working without any PR or label behind him. He's doing it all himself. And I know there's so many artists that are doing it, but like, it's just an incredible voice. You can see that going so, so far, can't you? And before that, we had a group called Livy. They're a duo, two sisters who were last week's featured artists. So if you want to check out last week's podcast, you can hear a bit more from them about how they got into music and why they started creating stuff, that kind of thing. Thanks for downloading this podcast. My name's Jack Miles, and every week this is just like a dose of the music that we've been enjoying in the office. And do you know what? We're not genre specific. So anything will kind of go in this show. As long as we're enjoying it, why not stick it in, into the mix, you know? And this next song is probably a good example of that, because this is something which is, we don't really play that often. This is a piece of classical music by a lady called Poppy Aykroyd. And I discovered her over the course of the week, and she's just creating like the most beautiful, amazing sounds. Like if you know Ludovico Einaudi, and all that kind of thing, then you'll really appreciate this. She's a Brighton-based composer, and I'm going to shut up and stick her on. This is Glass Sea by Poppy Aykroyd. You know, sometimes when you're trying to be like a bit too hip and trendy, you kind of forget about this kind of music and the work that goes into it as well. This is obviously a piece of lush classical. Do you know what? I sound like a complete and utter mug when I'm talking about it, don't I? Like, I sound like I've got a clue what I'm talking about. It's by a lady called Poppy Aykroyd, and the track's called Glass Sea. She is a Brighton-based composer. And what she's done in her most recent album, she's got a few of them out there already, but what she's done with this album is she's started to rework some of the tracks that she's put out before, which had lots of multi-instruments on them, and she's decided to strip them back and just convert them into pure piano pieces. And that's one of the tracks from it as well. And I would highly recommend, if you do check out her website and her Facebook, she's put a load of links up to something called Hidden Orchestras, which is an album which has been put together by a group of people that are using like kind of ambient sounds. So it's like recording bits of the Dawn Chorus. And they've used that to then kind of inspire songs and compositions that they want to do as well. So I'd highly recommend checking that out. That's all on Poppy Aykroyd's Facebook. You just scroll down a bit and you'll find it. But good to have something a little bit different.
Record of the week.
You know, every new music publication, podcast, radio station, no matter what it is, it's got to feature a record of the week, and we are no different. It's just a record that we really want to highlight, shine the spotlight on. And what we do is we play it a couple of times, so you get to hear it now. And then we'll have a chat with the person that wrote it, a member of the band, and then you get to hear it again as well. So this week's record of the week is from a chap called Dom Robinson. He's based in Leeds, and this is Pieces of You.
Thank you.
just feel a little bit vulnerable when you listen to this. It's got such a nice warm sound to the record as well. I mean, you kind of throw in their comparisons to like Bon Iver, Ben Howard, all that sort of stuff. But I tell you what, let's find out a bit more from the man himself. I caught up with Dom just to find out a bit more about him.
So I'm Dom. I'm a solo singer-songwriter, and I kind of do like chill acoustic stuff. I never really know how to describe my sound, but the people I mainly get are Ben Howard, Bon Iver, Crossover, a bit of Frightened Rabbit thrown in there as well.
See, I was looking at your SoundCloud before we recorded this, and I really enjoyed on your most recent track that you put out with Pieces of You. People put on there saying like you've got a lazy sound, but in a good way.
Yeah, I've had that before, and I've learned to take it as a compliment. The same people have said to me before, like my music sends them to sleep, but then kind of like stood back on the statement and then said that they mean it in a good way. But yeah, I take that kind of thing as a compliment though.
Yeah, it's good that you can take that as a compliment. I can imagine when they said that to you, like their face just suddenly goes, oh, I didn't mean it in that way, you know, I meant it in a good way.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
How long have you been like working as a solo performer and recording tracks?
Ever since I was about 17, it's like 6 years now. Then started taking it more seriously when I came to uni, and then 2 summers ago got a band together to play live shows with me as well. So it's kind of it's ever expanding.
And has it always been kind of the same sort of style, or have you kind of just kind of grown into the style that you've got now?
I've kind of grown into it. When I listen back to old recordings, I can't really stand to listen to them anymore. But I think that's probably the same for a lot of people. But I mean, the style probably came out of the means that I actually had to record rather than something that I deliberately did, the kind of bedroom recording feel. I guess it came accidentally, but now I'll try to stick with it.
Do you still kind of stick with that kind of like DIY approach? So do you still do like most of your recordings at home, or has that kind of changed now?
Yeah, I record and produce everything. But the only things we record in the studio are drums. I don't have that many mics.
Yeah,
but,
fair enough.
Yeah, everything else bedroom recorded.
So like, just kind of like talk me through the setup then. So like, have you got like, I don't know, like mattresses on the wall to try and get like a bit of like still sound? Like, how does it look?
I've got a lot of wall hangings up.
Yeah.
And just kind of anything to dead. It's quite a dead sound in there anyway. Yeah, it tends to look quite useful.
What's quite nice about that, I suppose you can almost play with the sounds quite nicely as well. Like, so on Pieces of You, you obviously incorporate a lot of the kind of ambient sounds at the start of it.
Yeah.
What was it that kind of made you want to include that in there and kind of give it that feel?
I don't know really. I suppose because it's quite a personal and intimate track. I wanted it to make it a bit more bedroom feel than the 2 other singles I've released this year, just because they're a bit, heavy is not the word, but towards that kind of style, but this one's a bit more stripped back.
It has got that feel though to it, hasn't it, straight away? It is that kind of feel. I mean, you cite it on your Facebook, you say you inspired by like Keaton Henson and those kind of people. And that, someone's at the door.
Oh yeah, sorry. Just letting them in.
Oh okay, fair enough. Is it band practice tonight or something?
Oh no, it's just my housemate coming in.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, you say you're like inspired by like Keaton Henson and that kind of thing, and
yeah,
like his work is so incredible because he's just, it sounds like he's speaking to you one-on-one, and he's just got such a kind of tender feeling to his records, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's my favourite artist by a mile. As soon as I remember someone sent me You Don't Know How Lucky You Are, when I think it was Zane Lowe's Hottest Track in the World Right Now, must be five maybe 6 years ago now. As soon as I heard it, I thought it was amazing. I think everything he come out with is just like, it's so simple, it's so back to the bare bones, but it's just so good and hard hitting. I don't know, it's something I want to emulate, but I don't think anyone could do it as good as he does it.
You kind of feel very vulnerable when you listen to him in a way, don't you, because it's so like personal with everything.
Yeah, you start feeling sad and you don't know what about.
Dom,
completely.
Thank you very much for taking the time to have a quick chat with me.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play Pieces of You now. Could you just do me the honours and just do a quick little introduction for it?
This is Pieces of You. This was written last April for a friend of mine. It's the first track I've released with cello on from our friend Alex Marshall, so I'm really excited to get out there. And yeah, thanks for playing it.
Tears that you cry alone. Never show. Always shine brighter than you know. You're hiding on. skipping over bloodstained leaves underground. Your words never come easy, that's something that I have found.
Really interesting to hear from Dom Robinson, who's done our record of the week for this week, how he still enjoys that kind of DIY approach to producing music. So, you know, recording it in his bedroom, in his house, he's got like a little bit of studio space. And you can hear that in the record. It kind of keeps the ambient sounds in there and the little bits of noise in there as well, which is just, it does give it that kind of warm personal touch. We talked a bit about Keaton Henson. If you've not heard of him before, strongly recommend checking him out. Like, it's those kind of, the kind of music that makes you feel a little bit damaged after you've listened to it. Like, you feel like you need to face up to a few things, but really good at the same time. Like, you know what I mean. Like, don't take the mick out of me. You know exactly what I mean. Right, this next artist probably got two of the bleakest titles that I've ever had to introduce. He's called Rain on Monday, and the track's called Kill My Love.
Stab my heart and let it bleed. I promise I want to offend. I won't get in your way. 'Cause I can stop loving you no matter what I do. I need your help, give me a sign. I can't stop thinking about you. I just can't let you go. Can you kill me?
Full of lead balls.
Then the sun will never come around. And I don't know if I can sing so very loud, but the chords will help me share this with the crowd. I had diamonds in my hand, but I lost some in the sand. Spent some time looking for them.
Take me to a time when be simple. Take me to a time when I thought that my life would be rolling.
This is a new single that was released a few days ago. It's by a group called Half an Orange, and the track is called Stems. One of the best descriptions that I found online for it was by a blog saying it's as smooth as velvet to the ears. Got a proper lazy Sunday kind of feeling to it. I think that's pretty much hits the nail on the head, really, when you think about it. It's a proper cork of a record. Half an Orange and Stems. Before that, a track that we played like way back in episode one by Caro. It's called Closet Lunatic. Very Alt-J kind of feel to that. Thanks for downloading this podcast. My name's Jack. We do this every single week. If you want to find out anything more about the artists that we play, go to our website, We Are Heard, and Heard is spelled H-U-R-D. And you can find out about the playlist and you can track down the records that we play as well. We're a new music website and also a record club as well. So every single month we press a limited edition 7-inch record and we curate like this little experience box. So you get the 7-inch record. You also get 4 craft beers or craft ciders with it as well. And that each month is then delivered to your doorstep and you get it. It's $23.99. If you fancy it, go to our website, weareheard.co.uk, and you can find out more information about it as well. Time now for our featured artist. It's something we do every week. Try and like shine the spotlight onto an artist that we've discovered that we're really liking. It's a band that we played last week who are really, really new. They're called Holiday Party. Their track's called I'm Still Here, but let's find out more about them first.
Hi, my name is Luke, and I'm in a band called Holiday Party from Brisbane, Australia. Well, we're about halfway through making our first record, and the way that we write is normally someone will come to the band with an idea, and one of the other members might take it and really just sort of stretch it out or reverse it and cut it up and basically almost make it sound like a remix of the original idea. And then from there we sort of tend to write on top of that. So it's a pretty shambolic way of putting together a record, but it seems to work for us. Well, personally, my favourite kind of record is the ones that you can put on and grab some headphones and just really sink into. So I guess an ultimate goal for me is to be a part of a band that makes a record like that. Hopefully we can. Well, this band actually started because I was writing the film score to a horror movie, and once it was all done, they needed a song for the trailer, like a kind of pop song. So I started writing something and thought it might be nice to have a different voice on it. So I got my friend Mel to come down and co-write it with me, and we loved it so much that we decided to make a band. So yeah, band being birthed out of a horror movie.
Love the kind of bubbly flow to the drums on this one. Right, let's hear the track, Holiday Party, I'm Still Here.
But not me in. I'm not aware.
new music podcast. Be heard.
Amethysts and Purple Blood. They're a group based in the UK. I love the vocals on this record. Like, they're so crystal clear. They just sound ace. This is the first track they've kind of put out for about a year or so. So check them out if you want to find out more about them. Right, on with the music. If you've had a bit of a busy week, it's been a bit stressful and a bit mad. This is one which we played last week. It's by an Australian-based artist called M, and this is 50 Days.
It doesn't mean. So hard, stay up all night, losing sleep. Yeah, nice, so weak, or softer, sweeter. You wouldn't wanna let go either. Maybe you would see I mean it. We could mean a thing, yeah.
podcast.
Be heard.
This one in because it's the track that we've pressed to vinyl for June, so you can get this. It's not been released yet apart from the record that we made for it. It's by a group called Isle. The track's called Anno. They're based on the Scottish borders, and like, this is the first time they've been pressed to vinyl as well. So if you like that, get in touch with us because we can sort you out with a copy of it. You know all the details for our website. Links are in the description of this show as well. Pretty much wraps us up, really, for episode number 3. As ever, like, this is a discovery journey together. So if you're finding music, if you've got any recommendations, or like you listen to this and you're in a band yourself, hit us up on Twitter. Just use tweet us on @WeAreHeard. Find us on Facebook. You know how to get in touch with people these days. It's well easy. So do that. Let us know what it is that you're making. Or if you know someone that's making really great music as well, like, get in touch with us and I'll do my best and I'll stick it in a podcast in a few weeks' time. Before we go, before I say goodbye, it's time to reveal who won the vote for your favourite song from last week's show. So if you're new to this show, if you're new to listen to this podcast, on our website, weareheard.co.uk, there's a little blog post which accompanies each podcast, and at the bottom of that, there is a voting form for you to vote on what has been your favourite record. Absolutely no surprises that the one that you chose for last week is one that just oozes summer vibes. Just listen to these guitars. It's Sundog by Petty League. See you next week.
Where you left me. Oh, I hope I come across you again someday.